Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1 with Opel and the all-new Zero Emissions Corsa E with a range of up to 337 kilometres, it's simply electric.
Earlier this week, many pubs opened their doors to their customers for the first time in months. But in Dublin, as we know, pub doors stayed closed. And there was talk that some dubs will be swarming to popular places like Bray in neighbouring County Wicklow in search of a sociable pint. Well, last night, on a very wet and windy night, Evelyn O'Rourke visited Bray, checking in with the Gardaí, publicans and customers to get a snapshot of what's been happening on the ground in the town. And Evelyn is here now. And you started at a checkpoint, Evelyn. Who did you meet there?
Well, I have to say yet again, it really was a very, very wet night, and you'll hear it on the tape, but the rain was hammering down when I joined Sergeant Gabriel Plower from the Roads Policing Unit in Wicklow, and he was there at the checkpoint with his colleague Garda Shane McNamara, and they were down on the road near the harbour at Bray, and both of them made the point that they can really only advise people from Dublin not to cross the border into Bray into Wicklow, and most people do turn around after the chat, but not everybody. So here we are at the start with Sergeant Plower outlining the evening's operation. Then you'll hear some of the chats the Garda McNamara has with drivers, many of whom are from Bray, but there were a few Dubliners keen to get into Bray too.
Okay, so we're on Seapoint Road in Bray. Obviously, the proximity of Bray to Dublin brings people out here the whole time, whether it's for walks, restaurants, entertaining, just a selection of everything there. Our checkpoints are multifaceted. We're doing our normal checks, crime patrols, crime checkpoints. With everything that's going on, we also bring in the COVID side of it, where we're just checking in with people, advising them, if they're from Dublin, that there are current restrictions in place, establishing the purpose of their journey to see whether it's essential or not. We can't, with the current laws that are there, make people, but there's a social responsibility on everyone to play their part, and that's what we're advising them to do.
Evening, how you doing?
Yeah, Grant.
Good. Where are you heading tonight?
Just out with the dog.
Where are you living?
Dublin.
Dublin?
Stop it.
Whereabouts in Dublin are you living?
Ballyfermot.
Ballyfermot?
Yeah.
All right. You know, you should be really restricting your movement.
Well, I thought this was all Dublin.
If I'm on a beach with my dog on her own, I'm not putting anyone else in danger.
No, but your movements should be restricted in relation to travelling.
But I'm not putting anyone else in danger.
Okay, he just gets out for 10 minutes.
No, I don't completely understand what you're saying, but...
We usually go to Phoenix Park, but I don't like going to park at night.
Oh, all right, okay.
It'll be 10 minutes and we're back home, that's all we do.
No, 100%. Look, all I can do is advise you in relation to the guidelines. You know yourself that you really should be restricting your movements.
No, but I think it's getting ridiculous now with this.
I do, I understand the health restrictions.
Yeah, I understand. Look, I'm just as frustrated as you are, but it's just, it's for everyone's safety.
I wouldn't go to a restaurant or anything. I just walk the dog, you know.
Yeah, no,
100%. Myself.
I agree what you're saying, but at the same time...
Do they understand what mental health is doing to these people that are walking out? It's disgraceful.
All right, look, all I can do is advise in relation to it.
That's
okay.
Why I'm bringing these out for the dog.
Okay.
Thanks for your advice.
All right. Evening, how you doing, sir?
All right.
Good, where are you heading to tonight?
Just going down to the casino.
All right, okay. You're living in Bray, are you?
No.
Where are you living?
I'm living in Dublin.
You're living in Dublin?
Yeah.
All right. You know, you shouldn't really be going out down as far as Bray.
We haven't come from the north of Dublin, you know. It's just city life, you know.
Yeah, it's Dublin itself, though.
What do you want us to do?
Realistically, you should probably turn around and go back.
Yeah.
All I can do is advise you in relation to it.
Right, okay.
All right. And take what you want from that. But you should really just restrict your movements, that's all.
Okay, right.
All right.
Okay.
Okay.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
Thanks for your cooperation.
That's fascinating to hear the pushback there, Evelyn. What other kinds of conversations were the Gardaí having with the drivers?
Well, most drivers we met were living locally and were really compliant again once the Gardaí spoke to them and gave their addresses and all that. But from some of the Dubliners, the main feeling was really frustration with some people saying, look, we just live a few kilometres away. We're just over the border. We shop in Bray. Our lives, you know, are in Bray. But the Gardaí said they've not been overwhelmed with Dubliners coming to Bray so far. And they say the situation has been very manageable. But meanwhile, at the checkpoint, many were picking up takeaway food. Platform pizza seemed very popular. Others were, I think maybe it's fair to say, slightly chancing their arm, but did comply once the Gardaí outlined their advice and others were just having none of it. So here you'll get more of a flavour of some of those voices I encountered last night at the Gardaí checkpoint near the popular harbour area in Bray.
How are you doing?
How are you?
Good. Where are you heading tonight?
Just going through Bray.
Going through Bray?
Yeah, we're just going for a drive here.
All right, and where are you living?
Rathfarnham.
Rathfarnham? You know you really shouldn't be going down this way?
We weren't going to get out of the car or anything, we're just going to drive.
Completely understand, but the idea is to restrict your movements.
No, yeah, of course,
which means you shouldn't be kind of venturing outside Dublin.
Yeah.
All right. I know it's a pain, but unfortunately,
no,
we have
to
abide by the guidelines as best we can.
Yeah.
Okay, so just advise in relation to it, and you probably should turn around.
Yeah, no, we will. Yeah.
And head back down.
Yeah.
All
okay.
right.
Thanks very much.
Good evening. How are you?
Good, thank you. Good.
Where are you living?
Bray.
Living in Bray. That's fine.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks.
Evening. How you doing? Where are you heading to tonight?
Finley.
All right. Okay. And where are you living, if you don't mind me asking?
Killiney.
You're just going down there, is it, for the...
Yeah, just for a coffee.
for a coffee. Now you really should restrict your movement.
We're outside of Dublin because we're literally like 3 miles up the road, though. Like, I could travel from Killiney over to Holt, spend the whole day in Holt and not be a problem. So it's not, like, kind of making sense to us out here in South County Dublin.
Okay, but you're in Wicklow. And you're in Bray's County Wicklow.
I'm the other side of the border. Do you know the area?
Your address is County Dublin, isn't it?
My address is County Dublin.
Yeah, and you're in County Wicklow.
And this is my first time out of the house, and I could have gone and spent the whole day over in Hope.
100%.
Which would be five times as much mileage. I could have come into contact with 30 people, and instead I'm just going down before it closes to grab a cup of coffee.
I completely understand what you're saying.
Now, you know that my pharmacist and everything's in Bray. We do all our shopping in Bray.
Oh, yeah, that's no problem. No issue if you're travelling to the pharmacy to pick up a medicine, or if you're travelling somewhere to get, you know, shopping, that sort of stuff. It's when you're travelling to, like, you know, for kind of recreational purposes.
I'm well aware of restricting my movements.
Okay,
well, I really do.
All I'm doing is advising, that's all. Okay?
I know. I'm well aware of it, though. You're speaking to the converted.
Very good, very good.
Yeah.
All right, have a good night.
Okay, you went for a walk then through the town, Evelyn. How did that go?
Well, very quiet, I have to say. Now, it was a wet night, obviously. But I went to talk to Keith Hughes, who's the owner of the Goldsmiths Bar. Lovely pub there. He'd done a big job in it during lockdown. And he says he's happy since it reopened on Monday. And I talked to him first about his first week back in business. And then we'll also hear from one of his loyal Dublin customers. So we start the conversation with Keith discussing if he's expecting Bray to be overrun with Dublin tourists.
Our own customers were saying, oh, you're going to get hit by the Dubs are coming, you know. But yeah, there is a few around, but always going to happen when they shut Dublin down. So we just deal with it and keep everybody safe, separate everybody and keep on top of things, basically, and hope all goes well. So.
And when people come in, do you ask them where they're from? I mean, are you asking them, have they come from Dublin?
No. A few people might after a drink or two would say, where do you have to come far? But I find a lot of them don't even want to tell you because they feel they shouldn't. It's like they're doing something wrong. I'm seeing a lot of that.
Even customers you know very well.
Yeah, they're a bit shy coming in at first, wondering are they welcome. It's as if they feel probably may feel a bit unwanted, which is very unfair, I think. You'd say, where are you coming from? And they might be very quiet with you. They won't want to tell you. So I don't see a problem with it, like myself. Just hope we can all stay open and we have families to support and hopefully we're allowed to do that.
You're here in Goldsmiths. Tell me why you're here tonight.
In real terms, I'm breaking the rules. The main reason is where I live. I have no Wi-Fi because it's a short stay. I have no TV and I cannot just sit in my apartment and look at the four walls. So I says I'll get the 17 to Blackrock and I'll get the Dart from Blackrock to Bray, and I've kind of found this place and it's just a pub because I'm a pub person, always have been for 40 years, and I actually feel slightly guilty what I'm doing, but I was invited to a barbecue and a house gathering. From a COVID point of view, it was less dangerous for me to travel out here than to go to two house parties in Dublin, which they're all doing now because the pubs are closed.
You know you're breaking the...
Not the rules, I'm breaking the spirit of the law. I would go nuts looking at the four walls. Nuts. So I would be concerned about my own mental health. So I'm going to a pub outside the pale, but that's the essential reason.
Evelyn, interesting views from Bray. Thank you very much for bringing that to us. Eamon says, I think Evelyn's report clearly shows the Gardaí need enforcement powers. We'll leave that there.